This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support. If you love healthy living and superfoods and nutritional supplements and all these things, I'm going to give you a very concrete example here of why the Republican tax cut is good for you, because it's good for us here at the Health Ranger Store, meaning that we will have more money to invest in a bigger warehouse, in more inventory, in more R&D, more lab functions. The fact that we will be able to keep more money from product sales and only pay 21% corporate tax instead of, you know, 35 or whatever it was, means that the extra money goes back into the business to create more efficiencies and economies of scale and breakthroughs that benefit you, the customer. And as a business owner, I see this every day. I see the importance of lowered tax rates and how when we have more money to keep, instead of sending it all to Washington to be wasted by dishonest bureaucrats, if we get to keep that money where we are, we invest it. We can hire more people. We can expand operations. We can build more warehouses. We can offer more solutions to customers like you. This is how the economy grows. This is called abundance. You know, sending your money to Washington to be wasted by bureaucrats is not a way to create a strong economy or even to create wealth for employees or anybody. You've got to get Washington, got to get their hands off this money so that business owners like us can make better decisions, local decisions about how to invest this money. And it, you know, it's all these leftists who are against these tax cuts, they tend to be people who have no knowledge of economics. They're financially illiterate, economically illiterate. And they have this misconception that business owners are all just sitting on massive piles of cash, like a dragon on top of a pile of gold, that they're just sitting on all this cash and they don't want to give any of it away to Washington to help society build roads and schools. They're just sitting on massive piles of cash. Hey, I got news for you. Running a business, you never have cash. You're always out of cash because the government's taking it all. For example, we just built a new warehouse. Did you know that to build a new warehouse, if you have like a 35% corporate tax rate, first of all, you have to earn some money, pay the 35%, and then with the remaining money, you can build the warehouse. That's after-tax money. But the government doesn't even allow you to write off that in the first year. You have to amortize the deductions over 20 to 30 years, which means you have to earn even more money to pay the taxes on the money that you spent on the building. And it makes it almost impossible to get ahead, even with your own money, because you're sending so much to Washington and they don't let you deduct it, even when you're investing in a building. And so you can end up in a situation where the capital expenditure is bankrupt your company because you lose cash flow. You have no cash left, and the government's banging on your door demanding more and more cash. That's the way the system is today before the Republican tax cut. That's the Obama system. It's like punishing you for expanding, punishing you for building a new building or investing in a warehouse or a new organic kitchen or a production capacity or all these things. We're just being constantly punished by Washington. It's just keeping us down and preventing us from creating new jobs and hiring more people and expanding operations. But under the Republican tax plan, now finally, we can write off more capital expenditures and equipment expenditures. We will be able to take more of the profits that we make and put it back into the company by, you know, building more buildings, all these things I mentioned. Maybe buying new extraction equipment to do our own extraction for herbs, medicinal herbs, you know, anything like that. Maybe buy freeze dryers and roll out freeze dried options on many different things, or maybe get a liquid encapsulation machine and offer more options for people who want gel caps instead of, you know, veggie capsules, for example. Lots of things. Under the Republican plan, we have more ability to invest in the things that bring you the solutions you want, because they're not taking all the money. Really, you got to be a fool to think that Washington can make a better decision about how to use your money than you can. But that's what Democrats think. They think that they should just send all their money to Washington and let Washington figure out how to use it. Really? Washington wastes money. The waste and fraud and abuse is out of control. We need more money to be kept by the people who are earning it and the entrepreneurs who are capable of innovation and expansion and creating new jobs and pioneering new solutions and adding to the economy through smart local decisions. That's how you grow the economy. And frankly, that's what these tax cuts are really all about. It's about growing the economy so that everyone benefits. More jobs, higher salaries, more businesses. When you grow the economy, more people are paying tax. And tax income received by the federal government goes up, even if you lower the tax rate, because more people are able to grow their businesses and thus create more taxes. I mean, as an example, you know, let's say you have a small business and you make $1 million a year in revenues as a small business owner with a few employees. Well, are you going to pay more tax as a, like if they raise the rates on your $1 million, but keep you suppressed, aren't they going to make less money in Washington from you rather than if they lower your rates and allow you to grow to a $10 million a year business? All of a sudden you have 10 times the earnings and you may be paying only half as much tax, let's say, but you have 10 times earnings. When I say half, I mean half the rate. So maybe you have half the rate, but 10 times the earnings. Well, that means you're going to be sending a bigger check to Washington, even though they're charging a lower rate, because they allowed your business to grow. And it's the growth that generates the revenues for Washington. For example, if they raise tax rates to 95%, yeah, they would collect more money right away, but everybody would shut down their business, because what's the point of being in business if the government takes 95% of your earnings? There'd be no point at all. Everybody would just shut down. Too much taxation harms businesses, hurts growth, and reduces the tax income in Washington. And frankly, if we could lower the tax rate for everybody, even income taxes, you know, lower it to, you know, 20% max, the country would continue to grow. It would there'd be a golden era of abundance, with most people making more money, keeping more money, spending more money on with their own decisions instead of Washington spending it, and products and services and all the things that people buy, it would surge. The demand would surge. In fact, this tax plan is so good for America that I'm starting to have to rethink my predictions about the stock market crashing. I'm going to have to rethink this and maybe do an updated podcast. But if this plan passes as it's scheduled to, the stock market crash that I've been predicting, it might be put off by years. It's hard to say. I'm going to have to really run some numbers on this and see how I update my prediction. But this is going to be an economic boom in America if this tax plan passes. And although there is a massive correction/crash coming, it might be delayed by many, many years by this change in the tax plan. So this is good for America. And if you love all the things that we do at the Health Ranger store, which is healthy living, you know, organic products, even storable survival food that's organic, certified, and lab testing of products to make sure they're clean, you know, free of pesticides and toxic heavy metals and all these things. If you love those things, then I want you to understand that the GOP's tax plan is going to help us bring you more of these product solutions that you love and enjoy. Things that contribute to the quality of your life. The more we are able to keep our money out of the hands of Washington greed bureaucrats, the more we can bring you solutions. Because we're not sitting on a pile of money. It doesn't exist. We are everything that we are allowed to keep of our own earnings, we will put it back into the company. And we'll bring you more solutions for a better life. That's how we've always operated. So, hey, the less the government takes, the more we give back to you. That's how it works. That's how you grow the economy and improve lives and uplift the whole country. So let's hope this thing passes, and let's hope that the GOP keeps their word, makes this law. We're all going to benefit, all of us. Just watch. You'll see. We'll have a major expansion. It's going to be awesome. Thank you for listening. My name is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, and I'm the editor of naturalnews.com.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.
I know you have a lot of choices of where to get your superfoods and supplements, personal care products, and so on. To find all these solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, M-A-G-A. healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, as in Make America Great Again. You'll find hundreds of solutions there that can enhance and help protect your health. Again, that's healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. At the Health Ranger Store, we are a pro-liberty, pro-life, pro-freedom, pro-America manufacturer and direct distributor. We sell direct to customers, offering extraordinary values on these products. Lab tested and verified, we test all of our products for bacteria, E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, heavy metals, lead, cadmium, arsenic, mercury, much more. Also glyphosate and herbicide and other pesticides and herbicides are being added to our testing procedure to make sure that we bring you safe, verified, clean supplements that you just don't get anywhere else. I mean, Amazon.com is a joke compared to us. The Wall Street Journal even did a story exposing the thousands of contaminated, illegal, banned, toxic supplements and products that Amazon sells. We wouldn't sell that because we have ethics, we have morality, we're honest, we have integrity as a manufacturer and a provider of these products. Check us out, healthrangerstore.com. Over 700 different products are available right now. High-end supplements, superfoods, personal care products, even fragrance-free products that are eco-friendly for your home, such as laundry detergent, body soap, dishwasher detergent, and many other products. You'll find just an incredible assortment at healthrangerstore.com. And most importantly, your purchases there help support our ongoing efforts to spread the message of liberty and freedom and pro-life, respecting life in all its forms, and having a nation and a world that operates with ethics and morality so that we might have a sustainable human civilization, not one that's collapsing in destitution and suffering, which is what the radical left and the communists want to bring about. So support us, and we support humanity. HealthRangerStore.com. I thank you for your support.